You may remember a story I told earlier about a student who was afraid to share her career ambitions because she thought I would disparage her choice. She wanted to be a wife, mother, and homemaker. In a world that is questioning the importance of or openly attacking the traditional nuclear family, it is not hard to understand how this young lady could have thought that her desire to spend her life in this way would be looked down upon in modern society. When children are asked what they want to be when they grow up, they will answer based on the limited knowledge they have, and most will be thinking of themselves and the benefits their career choices will bring them. Prepubescent children are too young to understand the gravity of this question, not having the capacity to understand who God is, what his character is like, and what he expects of grown-ups, and how temporal things may not advance eternal outcomes. Adults making decisions based on feelings while failing to take God into consideration are, unfortunately, thinking and acting like children. Feelings require no knowledge or understanding, so it's much easier to go by feeling than thought. This is something that manipulators clearly understand, but I digress. What does God is love mean? Does it mean that God has a responsibility to love, or is obligated to be consistent in his application of love, perhaps implying that we don't? How does God's love manifest itself in our lives? Sure, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, but greater love has no one than laying down his life for his friends. Both instruct us in what love is. Jesus taught us that love was the voluntary giving of oneself. He personally demonstrated his great love by giving us his very life that we might have eternal life through him. Our faith in his actions is best summarized by an often quoted cliche of love is not love until you give it away, which brings us back to our original story. The young lady I mentioned was concerned at her decision of how she was going to spend her life would be scorned by others. I want to emphasize the fact that she wanted to spend her life being a wife, mother, and homemaker. What exactly does spend her or our life mean? We state this, but do we clearly comprehend what we are saying? Let me help you with that. Suppose God gave you $40 million with the stipulation that you spend it any way you want by a specified time. How would you spend it? How much of this money would you spend helping others? How much on yourself? Considering that the money is actually God's, and knowing that his measure of doing right in keeping with the fact that he is the personification of love, how would you accomplish this task? Now, in a way, God has given you 40 million. Consider that there are 60 minutes in every hour. Each day has 1,440 minutes, and each year has nearly 526,000 minutes, 525,960 to be exact. Assuming that you will live until you are 76 years of age, an arbitrary assumption, of course, you have about 40 million minutes at your disposal. How are you going to spend this 40 million? Like money, your life is finite. Like money, no matter how you spend your life, you are indeed spending it. Like money, you've been given a limited amount that will eventually run out. Like money, you spend it until it's gone. Considering these things, how will you spend yours? Using love as our measure of godliness, what do you think will bring the greatest fulfillment to your life? Spending it on yourself or on others? Would spending it on immediate self-gratification be as fulfilling as investing it towards the future? Putting it another way, what do you think we will be able to bring to heaven? Money? Fame? Prestige? Title? Stuff? How about a lifelong career of advancing yourself ahead of others? No. The only thing we can possibly bring with us, and even then it depends on the decision of others, are those people we have influenced in some way to accept the way, the truth, and the life. Is there a better way to do that than serving others? Is there anything more important than doing this within a family? Our young lady had chosen to give her life away, to spend it as a loving wife, mother, and faithful homemaker, rather than by having another career. Spending one's life with an eye to eternity, as it affects not just ourselves, but generations to come, is to have God's own heart beating within us. The very best post-secondary option for any person is to aspire to do what God has created them to do. For young ladies, that likely includes wanting to spend your life being a wife, a mother, and a homemaker. There is no higher calling, and there is no academic levels or prerequisite courses required, at least not yet.